Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 22. The Dumb Criminal's Guide in the Social Media Age. Two Maryland men have pleaded guilty to threatening a pair of county judges. As the Baltimore Sun reports, Zachary Mitchell and Justin Ferrell were tripped up by Facebook postings in which they discussed how great it would be if each man killed the other man's judge. "I'll hit your judge and you hit mine, lol," Mitchell wrote to Ferrell. The cops discovered the incriminating postings, and now Mitchell and Ferrell will spend the next 3 years in prison. These sorts of social media indiscretions seem to happen all the time lately, and they're so dumb. Mitchell, Ferrell, and plenty of other people might still be free if they had only followed some basic common sense rules about how to comport themselves online. Here's what you need to know if you're going to commit crimes in the social media age. Realize that everything is public. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you ever post anything on a popular social media service, you have to assume that investigators will be able to find it. Law enforcement officers regularly monitor social media, and they're getting good at discovering things that you might not want them to see, and at inducing social media providers to cooperate with them. Don't trust any social media service's privacy settings. Don't think that you've successfully limited a posting to just your friends. Just because you say lol doesn't mean the cops will think you're making a joke. Mitchell and Ferrell claim they were just joking, a claim undermined by the fact that Mitchell allegedly went ahead and tried to buy a gun to proceed with the hit. It's hard to convey humour online, and it's easy to take everything someone says literally. On account of that, it's probably best to avoid joking about criminal activity entirely. Resist the urge to unburden your soul on your Facebook wall. It might feel good to expiate your sins by letting your Facebook friends know that you have committed a horrible crime, but all you're really doing is sabotaging the defense lawyer you will inevitably need when cops discover your confession and arrest you. You might think that your friends are cool, and that they won't rat you out if you post a Facebook status update boasting about your drunken driving exploits. But how many of your social media contacts are actual real-world friends? Maybe 20 at best. The rest are casual acquaintances or people you met once at a party. If you think all of these people are sufficiently loyal to you that they'll keep your wanton illegality a secret, you're wrong. You cannot hire a good hitman online. This would seem so obvious as not to be worth mentioning, except that people keep making this mistake, under the misapprehension that professional contract killers build their businesses by responding to random Facebook postings and Craigslist ads. You can't hire an assassin the same way you'd hire someone for a short-term catering job. Any hoodlum dumb enough to accept your proposition will be a reckless amateur who would bungle the job. But 99 times out of 100, the respondent will be a cop who wants to arrest you.